Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
What up, it's your boy Slone Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'm going to ask you this, though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. Today we got one heck of a show for you. You know, I know it's a little bit different than the sport, and it's a little bit different than the shows that I usually do, but you know, you hear so many people complain about the youth nowadays. You hear they're expectant. They don't have any morals. They don't have any ethics. Well, my guest today is going to change that thought. You know, when I first saw aspects of her, I got to tell you, I sat there for like 2 hours and just researched and looked at different aspects of this young lady's life. And it blew me away to the point that I had to have her on the show. I had to share her with my listeners. You know, a lot of people talk about the millennial generation, and they say that America's fallen apart. Well, this young lady's going to change her mind today. With that being said, let's welcome the powerhouse princess and her mother, Christine. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing tremendous. You know, it's an honor to have you on the show. You know, I look at every aspect that your daughter has her hands in. And it's intriguing. It's, you know, some people would say, you know, you got the soccer mom that wants to live vicariously through their child or not. But this is an aspect of your child that she truly grew to love on her own. I mean, you and your other half are involved in the industry, but what was it that initially allowed you to allow her to compete in powerlifting and other aspects of the sport that she wanted to? What were your first thoughts?
Well, Demaya is 12 years old, but since she was 2 years old, we knew that she was different. There was something about her that was just super strong and empowering. She was always stronger than other babies her age, and we caught on to that really fast. And initially, we had put her in tumbling and gymnastics classes because that was just the way that we thought we should go. And then whenever her dad and I got more into our workouts, we would include her, and she would do body weight exercises like pull-ups and push-ups, and she'd use some dumbbells here and there. And eventually we opened up our own gym, and I didn't even understand what powerlifting was. I had no clue at all. My husband's not a powerlifter, but someone brought us a newspaper article of another young girl who was lifting, and we looked at her numbers, her maxes, and thought, we think Demaya can do this. And it was like this light bulb finally hit, because the whole tumbling and gymnastics thing didn't pan out the way that we thought that it would. And she was just a natural in the gym, and the sport it's like the sport found us.
Yeah. You know, and I like the way you put it, because that's so true. Demaya, you look at the life that you have now. I mean, you just got back from the Arnolds and different aspects, and you were just in a track meet, I think, yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
You look at everything that you do, but I got to tell you, the one thing that really touched my heart, I watched a video with you and your mother training and running up a hill together. What does it truly mean to you to have that aspect, that support, that love, and to be able to share those moments with your mom?
It means a lot because, well, there's just
there's always a time when you need your parents, so just so I can relate to her through workout also, and then just her being my mom. So it's amazing to have her in the gym always pushing me, and then when I go home, I still have someone to love on me, and it's the same person that I have to support me in the gym.
Yeah, that's tremendous. You know, the inspiration that you provide all the other youth that look up to you is tremendous. What is it about powerlifting that truly makes you happy and truly want to see yourself succeed? What is it, that admiration in your heart, that feeling in your heart that compels you to keep breaking world records and moving forward?
Well, I really love powerlifting because I just know that I'm empowering other young ladies just to do, not just to do powerlifting, but just to speak up and just know that they can be heard and that they can do whatever they want to do, because powerlifting is known as a dude sport or a guy's sport. And so not very many people would expect me, a girl, to be doing powerlifting. And then I like to show people that I can do it and that girls can do anything that guys can do.
Yeah, I think that's tremendous. You know, I want to ask you a question because it's usually the shoes on the other foot, but you're in a lot of competitions where you actually win against young men. How did that feel for you the first time that you went in a competition and you won against the young men in the group?
Well, it felt really awesome because, my first time I was kind of nervous, and just that feeling whenever I got my first medal, it was amazing because it was a gold medal, and I was like, well, this is what Olympic people get. And so just how I was about 8 years old, so just not even knowing that feeling, it just gave me so much joy to beat the boys, knowing that I could do what they could do.
I love it. Mom, you got to be happy because here you got a daughter when times are, like I said earlier, they're truly falling apart. You know, the family unit is mostly social media now. They really don't pay attention to the true values in life. How does it make you and your husband feel knowing that you've got a daughter that not only wants to persevere but strives through adversity and actually is making a name for herself in the sport as we know it?
Well, the amount of discipline that she has is, I can't even really put it into words, because you don't see it on a regular basis even out of adults. And I'm not trying to offend anyone, but she, since the age of 8, she's 12 now, she has gotten herself out of bed while we're already at our gym working. Her alarm goes off at 5:00 in the morning. Her and her sister get to our gym by 6:00, and then they start their workout around 6:15 in the morning. And she's been doing this since age 8, 5 days a week. So not only does it inspire other people who follow her on social media, but it also makes her dad and I want to be better parents, because you know, we have to lead by example, so we have to be right there in the gym with her. And there'll be days when one of us doesn't want to do it, and then the other one will step up and say, no, we got to do it. So as a unit, it makes us stronger, and it just gives, you know, just an overall feeling of happiness. And then it also carries over into other things that she's doing, as far as her academics and her friendships. She's a very, she has a big heart. So she doesn't really see the negative in anyone, and it's definitely something that makes her just an all-around good person. And, you know, as adults, we don't want our children to do the things that we did growing up, and so I feel like she's going to have a very blessed childhood, and I feel like this is something that she can just do for the rest of her life. Powerlifting in the gym, there's no limit on that. She can do it until she passes away, you know, in 50-some years. So that's the really special part, is there's no limitations for her at all.
I love that. Demia, when you first started breaking powerlifting records, you know, and you started changing the way certain aspects of the sport looked at the sport, how did that make you feel knowing that you were succeeding, and how much more determined did that make you to want to create more of a path for yourself in powerlifting?
Well, the first time I ever had started or broke a world record, I was like, I didn't really understand what it was. And now I'm finally understanding what it means, and that I've broken these records and beat myself. And so, like, I've set world records in, like, different weight classes, and every single time I've tried to set one in every single weight class, and it just makes me want to push myself even harder just so I know that I've set that world record in it. And I just, every time I hit it, I get that feeling of glory knowing that I beat that record.
Yeah, it's, I love it because you certainly are turning the powerlifting world upside down, and I can't believe you're only 12 years old. You know, I'm 53 years old, and I sit back, and I've been in, like I told your mother and you before we went live, I've been in this industry for 23 years, and
yeah.
I've never seen anybody as motivated as you are at your age. You know, Mom, you talk about she's going to have a great, tremendous future ahead of her. You talk about all the things that are instilled in her. What does it instill in you seeing your daughter excel at everything she does? How does it feel as a family unit to know that you set the tone and now she's setting the pace?
Well, it's like a catch-22 because, of course, we're proud of her and excited for her and proud of ourselves as a family that we've been able to accomplish as much as we have. But then we have to continue to set the bar even higher and higher for ourselves because I'm a type of person that doesn't want to be complacent. I don't want to be stagnant. And so every time we hit something, it's on to the next project. What else can we do to better ourselves as a family? So it's a good, bad thing, you know, always a blessing though.
Yes, most definitely. Damia, what you look at a lot of your postings and a lot of articles written about you, you know, your goals and determinations are for the Olympics. What would that truly mean to you if that came to apparition? What you know, makes you work so hard to get to that level? And when it will happen, because I know it will happen for you because you're, God, I mean, I'm speechless. I'm sorry, Mom, but, you know, I look at some of the aspects of your daughter, and most grown-ups can't even do that in half a lifetime, what she's done by the age of 12. But what would the Olympics mean to you, Damia, to finally get into them in this powerlifting aspect?
Well, I would love to be able to go to the Olympics in powerlifting. Right now, right now it's not a sport in the Olympics. I hope for whenever I'm the age to be able to compete in the Olympics, powerlifting will be in it. But if it's not, I'll hopefully be able to compete in Olympic weightlifting in it. And I also love Olympic weightlifting. I always, every time I compete in powerlifting, unless it's a school event, I'm always competing in Olympic weightlifting also. And I've set, I think, around 8 world records in Olympic weightlifting. And it's a lot different than powerlifting. It's more technique-wise, but I still love it.
Well, you also have a little run in boxing. We talked about that before we got live on the radio, too. You know, there's a tremendous man that I know in my life by the name of Dallas Cook. I don't know if that's who you actually train with. But what led you to the Dallas Cook aspect, and what keeps you there? Because, you know, he's probably one of the truest forms of coaches when it comes to the youth in the Midwest, if not the whole country. I think it was world champion Virgil Hill said that Dallas Cook should be in charge of USA Boxing across the country. You know, what are your thoughts about Dallas Cook, and what do you love training with him?
I just love him so much. He's like the best coach I have ever had. Every time I'm at the gym, he is, oh my God, he's hard to explain because he's so amazing. But when I'm there, he's always pushing me to do better. If I'm slacking, he's like, come on, get on it. And I'll do sparring, and he always pushes me to spar. Even when I'm having bad days, he tells me I did amazing, but that what I could work on to do better next time. And then he'll do mitts with me, and he always has my, like, he always remembers exactly, because he has so many people in that gym, but he knows exactly the way you have to train. And he always remembers that, and that's what's so special about Dallas, is how he doesn't just think of us as a whole gym, how he thinks of us as each one of us as individuals.
That's one thing I really like about him. You know, Mom, I'm going to ask you this question because I've seen a post that you did, and I thought it was tremendous that you shove it back into people's face. Here you have your daughter striving to be the best that she can be, and you got to be proud of her. But then you got the aspects of life that show hate. You know, you did a post, and it was kind of shoving the hate back into the people's face. How hard is it for you to sit back and see aspects like that put towards your daughter?
We're basically living in a very different world. So when Damia first went viral back whenever she was 8 or 9, that's the first experience we had ever had with it. And we didn't even asked for this video to be put out there to the world. Someone just took some footage of her and put it together, and then all of a sudden she's got a video with 15 million views, and our life is totally different. And there's these people that don't know us. They see 60 seconds out of her life, and they want to cast judgment upon, we're living vicariously through her. She's going to turn into a man. Is she even educated? She doesn't sound very smart. Mind you, she was an 8-year-old giving an interview at this point in time. So we have to pick and choose our battles. And at this point in time, I kind of just have fun with it. I like to show the world how ignorant other people are, and we try not to let it upset us anymore, because honestly, these people hold no bearing on our life. But I do almost do it in a format of awareness, because you never know when someone in your family is going to go viral. I mean, it happens all the time, all the time. You wake up and all of a sudden you're famous, quotation marks. And so a lot of people are not prepared for it. And so the things that are said about her are just absolutely ridiculous sometimes. And whenever I'm putting it out there, it's to show the world, this is the world that we're living in. And this is, you know, it's sad that a young lady can't just do something that she's good at without other people critiquing her about every little thing. So yeah, I like to just show it.
I love it, actually. I mean, it's funny because,
I mean, if you're going to put your name out there for the world to see in a comment section, then I guess I have the right to screenshot it and put it back out there.
And I praise you for that. I loved it. I laughed when I seen it because, you know, people, I don't even think they think anymore sometimes, and that's what we were getting at earlier about the way society has changed. And, you know, I was on a show one time, and I was talking about the good old days, and I had a fighter from the UFC or Bellator on, I can't remember, and I felt so stupid. I had to stop right in the middle of my question. I said, I apologize. I said, I'm talking about days that you'll never know, days that you will never understand. And,
yeah,
you know, it's sad that it has to be that way, but I will say, like with Demaya and other aspects in mixed martial arts and other industries that I interview, I'm seeing a new trend of parents that care and that are teaching their kids morals and values. So that aspect is on an upswing. I don't know if it's too late or too little, but it's back, it's coming back, and it's tremendous, because I almost walked away from the sport myself because of it. You know, Demaya, you've broken so many world records, and the aspect that you love the most. What is it, you know, what is there left for you to accomplish? What is there left other than getting that opportunity in the Olympics if it does transpire? What is there left that you truly want to do in your walk in life?
Well, we're already starting, but we have a company, Powerhouse Athletics. And it's a kids company, and we have a kids supplement so kids can take it. And I just honestly want to put out there that kids can also play sports and kids can be serious in sports also. And so we have a supplement that kids can take too.
I like that. You know, it's kind of cute. Don't get mad at me. You know, here you are 12 years old and you're talking about kids. So I get what you say. I get what you're saying, Mom. You know, you truly are a kindred old soul in a young person's body. I can already take that to the bank on that. You know, you put in all these hours in the gym. You focus so much on every aspect that you're involved in. How hard is it for a young lady to devote so much of her time to that? I know you're passionate about it, but do you feel that sometimes you'd like to be able to go out and hang with your friends, go to a movie, or is this just you're so much in love with what you do that aspect of life doesn't matter to you?
It honestly, sometimes it gets hard, but, you know, I love it so much that I always tell myself to keep pushing, and then I also have my parents to tell me to keep pushing. But, I mean, I get time with my friends, and then I also have the time where I know it has to be serious and I have to work hard. So it's just the kind of I have to juggle the two lives. But it's not that I ever want to stop this life. I love it so much. And I know that once I have this life going, my path with my company and everything, I can always have the stuff I can enjoy now. So there's always a time to be a kid, but there's always a time to sit down and focus.
You know, from the Bleacher Report, just about every reporting news agency out there, there's an aspect of you implemented on every one of them. You can search the internet and you're everywhere. How hard is it for you to be that aspect in the sport and deal with all the fame that you're getting?
Well, I don't see a lot of it, but I am the type of person to argue back on things if I don't like the way it is, and not disrespect, but just to argue my point. And so I'm not allowed to touch the comments very much, but I don't let it hurt me, because I know that what people are saying, it doesn't really affect me, because they don't know the real me. They just know what they're seeing online. So what they have to judge by is only what they think is wrong, like they think lifting is wrong. So they're not really knowing me. They're knowing that they don't like lifting for kids. So it doesn't really hurt me, and it's not very hard on me, but just, I mean, I don't like hate, but you kind of got to push through it and just let it slide off your shoulders.
You know, my show has a vast listening audience, and what you've truly done is tremendous. If you had to make a statement to young girls your age, or, you know, just any teenager in any aspect, about what the sport is like and why you would compel them to follow in your footsteps, what would that statement be?
Well, honestly, just one of the things I'd like to tell just young girls my age, or just anybody, is that just to never give up, because there's just a lot of anything you do in life, like even if you're doing my sport, because it's amazing. So, of course, I want anybody and everybody to do my sport. But if that's not what they're into and they want to do softball, basketball, baseball, anything, then it's just they can never give up on that. Once they have their heart set on it, you can't give up. Once something gets hard, you can't give up, because I've been in the point where I wanted to give up. And once you're in that point, it's really hard not to give up, and you have to have people to support you. And just, it's just, if you love it enough, you're never going to give up, and that's just
never give up.
I love that. You got to know what you want, man. And I love that you state that you never give up. Mom, you talked about you and your husband didn't even know what powerlifting was, and now that all of you are instilled in this aspect, you know, like I said, I've watched videos of you guys. It's almost like there's a mutual empowerment between you and your daughter that both of you have truly gained from this aspect. How much closer has it brought you guys together as a family unit moving forward from that step, you know, in the past?
Well, since it's something that the three of us can do as far as being in the gym together, it definitely has brought us closer as a family, because those are moments that aren't typical. I mean, most people are, you know, they have their night around the dinner table, or they're outside playing catch in the yard, whatever the circumstance may be. But in the gym, it's a whole other different vibe, because we're trying to push each other to do one more rep, or to go heavier, or, you know, to stay focused. You know, Demi is actually pretty goofy in the gym, so I'm like, okay, we got to get focused, you know. And so just the fact that we can do it together, and it's something individually that's going to make us better, and we can do it as a three or a four if we have our other kids around us. I mean, there's nothing else like that. And then, of course, we do all this traveling together, so we usually have a lot of traveling mishaps, so those make for really good stories, like running through Miami International Airport and missing our flight. I mean, there's all kinds of things that go on the road that a lot of people don't get to see, because we don't have cameras or anything following us around. But it's definitely been a very unexpected turn in our life, because whenever we first started with fitness, it was all about me. I was trying to get my pro card as a bodybuilder. All the focus was on me. I was the only one doing a diet. And then, bam, out of nowhere, here comes Demaya, and everything shifted. I didn't, you know, the focus was no longer on me, which was totally fine. I'm willing to give up anything for my children. So that's basically where we're at. And the fact that we're not done makes it even more special. Like, we're literally just getting started.
You know, I love that. Demaya, at age 10, you were one of the youngest female athletes sponsored in the sport. What did that mean to you, or did you even understand that aspect of how much attention was being brought to what you were doing in powerlifting?
At the time, I didn't really realize how much attention was being brought to it, but now I realize how important it was and how big it was. But, you know, it's just at that age 10, I didn't really get what was happening, and now I see it, the bigger picture. And so it just takes with age to figure out what's actually happening.
You know, it's funny. I look and I see time and time again pictures of you winning tournaments, winning lifting competitions against young men. You know, what does it mean for you to know that you can go in there and compete with the best of the best?
It means a lot, because when I first started, I never thought that I'd have 32 world records or that I would have did anything that I had already did. And so just knowing that I have accomplished those things just really means a lot to me.
Well, there's also another thing, and Mom, maybe you might be able to help her out here. You know, Demaya, you're a strong advocate for equality for girls in sports. What inspired that in you?
Honestly, my mom and my dad, they've always been there just to help me through that. And so,
Demaya is not always on her social media, so she can't see exactly what you're talking about because we try to control it as much as possible. But just the fact that she can go into an all-boys powerlifting meet, because for those that are listening, in the state of Oklahoma, the school sports does not have a girls division until their sophomore year. So any girls that want to lift in middle school, they have to lift against the boys. So, and as a sixth grader, she won the seventh grade boys division because they didn't have a sixth grade division for boys or girls. So the fact of just seeing her on that podium with four other boys, and I'm not trying to knock the boys at all, but they're just because of the way that society is, women have always been placed below men. So it's an amazing accomplishment, and it makes all the women that follow us just so proud of her. Like, you can just tell by the way that they talk about her, they feel like she's their daughter, or she's their niece, or she's their granddaughter, and it makes me want to cry. I'm gonna take a sap when it comes to this. That just makes me happy to make other people happy through her, and that she can put that inspiration out to the world in a way that we never even saw coming.
Yeah, I like that. You know, and a world championship cred on my show, so it's okay if you do. I mean, grown men have
every
cried.
Every interview, I cry. All you gotta do is ask me something, and I'll start crying.
You know, but the one thing I think that inspires me the most about the core unit of your family and you, Demaya, is the aspects of body positivity and confidence and female solidarity. You know, you don't see that in a young lady. You don't see that in very many people in today's society anymore. How much do you look up to your mom, and how much of the aspect of your mom do you try to perplex in your life?
I look up to my mom a lot, and I see her eating right every single day, and it makes me want to eat right. So I cook my chicken and take it every day to school, and just to watch her, because she's on a super hard diet, and I'll watch her do that and just be able to stay away from the sweets and the pop and just anything, just really makes me motivated to do the same thing as her. And just from a really young age, I've always wanted to eat right and get big muscles like her, because when we're out in public, people will be like, I can hear whispers of, look at the, like, they're talking about my mom, look at her guns. I'm like, it's so funny because she has huge arms. And so I'm like, someday I hope that I can get those comments too.
I think you're already getting them.
Yeah.
I don't think you know it yet. You know,
it's funny though. Well, it's like we're almost in competition sometimes when we're out in public to see who gets the most comments, because we love talking to people, and we basically have to be walking advertisements. So we have to look our best. And for someone to just want to engage in a conversation because of our muscle aesthetics is just, it's always just a fun time, because people want to know, how did you do that? What do you eat? Where do you work out at? And so we get to give our history, and usually her dad is the first one to be like, but this is my daughter. She's the powerhouse princess. He's her biggest fan. So it's super cute to see him out in public. Like, he's her, you know, her best promoter is her dad.
That's so cool. I like that. You know, Demaya, you were one of the first competitors on American Ninja Warrior Jr., which premiered in October, I think, 2018. What did that mean for you, and what was that experience like?
It was an amazing experience, and it just meant a lot to be up there with everybody else because I just started about 3 weeks before that, maybe four, and I'd seen all the videos of the other people saying they have like gyms in their backyards of American Ninja Warrior, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So it kind of made me a little bit nervous, but I just knew that working through it, but just to see the movie sets, and like we actually drove on a golf cart to go to my interview, and they told us that was where the Terminator was filmed. So I was like, well, that was super cool. So just to, and we actually met one of the women from Grey's Anatomy, so it was just super awesome to even get that opportunity to be there.
Like that, you know, because a lot of UFC fighters have tried out for the actual adult version of it, and they didn't make it very far, so, you know, it's inspiring to see somebody like you. You know, Mom, when you sit back, and we've only been on the air for, you know, 30 minutes now, and you think about everything that your daughter has done, and the confidence that she exudes, and the aspects that she's brought into other people's lives. What does it mean to you, and how does it propel you forward in life?
It's hard to put into words, but you basically can just see that there is a very bright and different future. We're in a very small town, and a lot of people do a lot of the same things. And I'm a go-against-the-grain type of person. I don't want to be doing what everybody else is doing. Demaya and I have even had conversations about if she's going to go to college or not because, you know, that's always put into people's minds that the only way that you can be successful is if you get a college degree. And, no, I want Demaya to have her own business. I want her to have the number one fitness business in the world before she graduates from high school. And then if she needs additional, you know, educational classes to better our company, then by all means. But I don't want us to go and do what society thinks everybody is supposed to do. And Demaya talked about that on one of her YouTube videos, and someone commented and said, oh, please, please go to college. And it's like, one, this is her decision. I can tell her what I liked about college. Because her dad didn't go to college, and he's very successful. So I can tell her what the aspects of college that were great for me and also ways that we can, you know, work around not going. So her future is just, I don't even know how to explain it. I can just tell you that it's big, it's not typical, and she's sitting on something that she probably doesn't even realize. So we have business meetings, we have conversations, we try to give her assignments to do, things that as far as like marketing that she wouldn't learn in school from just a traditional education. So, and she doesn't argue about it. She likes to do it. And I try to also get her to motivate her friends to do different things so that they can realize that their path is a lot wider than what maybe our town and our area portrays out to be.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Demaya considered one of the youngest business owners in the country today? Isn't that an aspect that is included with her?
Oh yeah, she just did two huge expos, aka trade shows. The first one was the LA Fit. And the other one was the Arnold, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger's huge sports festival. I believe it brings in over 30,000 people. And whenever me and my husband first got into fitness, we just couldn't wait to go to these expos and meet all these fitness personalities and, and be around all these inspirational people. And now Demaya has her own brand, and people are coming to see her. And I know with each year that we move forward, she's going to have this big, long line of people waiting to meet her. She's going to be able to make decisions for our company that I don't have to watch over because she's just going to learn and grow with us, because I'm a big advocate of starting at the bottom with a company and seeing what that company can do, whereas some people come in whenever a company's already successful. She gets to watch us grow, and there's nothing – I don't think there's anything else beneficial that she could go through than to build this company with her mom and dad.
Yeah, I like that, you know, because, you know, you speak of the college thing. I got my associate's in mechanical engineering technology. I got my master's in engineering science. I walked away from a six-figure job to pick up a camera and shoot sports, which didn't pay very much. But, you know, it's my dream. Yeah, I did what I love, and here I still am 23 years later. You know, Demaya, what you're doing is tremendous. You know, you're a strong-minded young lady that really is focused. And like I said earlier, you're an old soul in a young person's body. You know, out of all the things that you do, what would you say inspires you the most? I know you do powerlifting, you do boxing, you do track, you do gymnastics. What aspects do you really love the most in life?
One of my two most favorite aspects in life is my boxing and my powerlifting, and I've still yet to choose between them. But when I'm in the boxing ring, it just feels so amazing to be able to. It's an individual sport, so I know I don't have to rely on a team. So whenever I'm at the end, it's just the gratification that I get from that win. And then on powerlifting, it's the same thing because I don't compete with a team unless I'm in school. So it's just amazing to feel that my own gratification whenever I win.
You know, I'm just amazed, and I'm sorry, I've interviewed thousands and thousands of people in my lifetime, but never did I ever think that I would be speaking to a 12-year-old that would school me on my own show. It's funny, because you're tremendous. You are a tremendous young lady.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you.
I want to know one thing, though, and somebody, I have a green room where people ask questions because I don't take phone calls because people can be very destructive to a show, and I don't take phone calls, and I don't let anybody be, you know, ridiculed on my show. So if they're friends of yours, I apologize. It's all about your daughter right now, you know. But you've done so much, and you've come so far, and you've got a full life ahead of you, and you've already turned the world upside down. If you caught my attention, you caught the attention of many people, you know. And, Mom, with that being said, how are you going to handle the next few years? Because she's blowing up with a veracity right now in the sport. You look at her, she's probably second compared to, you know, people like Connie Nagro and Tobias Young and people that came up in the sport and they just blew up instantly. How are you going to handle that overnight success that now is a daily success?
Lots of prayer. Every day I start my morning with prayer. I ask for protection over our family. I ask that no one speak ill to us or about us. And honestly, that's what's kept us sane is our faith. And just surrounding ourselves with positive people. We have amazing, amazing, amazing friends. You know, there's only so many people in your life that you can actually call your friends, and you know that no matter what, they're going to be there. And we have a lot of supporters. We have a lot of people that if we say, hey, we're going to have an event this weekend, they're like, how can I help you? What can we do? So we got to keep our faith, and we got to stay positive. We have to stay together as a family. As far as the three of us, we have to have open communication. We have to stay on task as well. If you were doing this interview in my office right now, you'd be like, what is going on? Because I've got the walls covered with our goals. I'm literally looking at one of our goal sheets right now, and one of our goals is to be millionaires before I turn age 40, because we truly believe in children. We truly do, and that they're underrated as far as their capabilities. There are some amazing, amazing athletes out there, and we want to give them a platform. We want for them to be brand reps and to be able – so we can showcase them the way that people have showcased Demaya. Like having this opportunity on a radio show is just absolutely amazing, and we want to be able to do that for more children who they're trying. They're trying to – you know, more parents are trying to get their kids out there as best as they can, and they don't really know what avenue to go. And so if we can be a family to model after, and as far as business, faith, friendships, then that's a true blessing. And – I know that God has basically set us up where we're supposed to be. If this was 5-year-ago conversation, I've been like, I have no clue where our family's going. I don't know what's going on. Like, because at that point in time, we didn't really own our gym yet, and we thought Demaya was going to be a gymnast. So just the fact that this all has happened is definitely a God thing, and so we have to stay on top of our game, and we have to stay moving forward, and we have to stay together.
So true. It's so true. Demaya, you know, you're such an inspiration. If you could make a statement to the young girls, the young boys that are looking to follow in your footsteps, if you had to make a statement, what would that statement be, my friend?
She's got that never give up look on her face, like, I'm going to use that line again. Demaya had a question similar to this, like, basically, what does she love about being strong? And she had a real hard time answering it because she just is strong, so she doesn't think of it. But I think if she knew the right words to say, it would just be something along the lines of the whole never give up thing, but to not be content. When Demaya, she had a powerlifting meet a few years ago, and it was a bench press. She was having trouble with her bench press. She could not get past 65 pounds, and she cried after this power meet because she couldn't get it. And I'm one of those moms that, even though I'm a big sap, I'm like, stop crying. You're going to get it, you know. And now she can bench. How much can you bench?
130 pounds.
So two things. She didn't give up, and then she wasn't content, because once she got 65, she very well could have been like, yeah, I got 65 pounds. I'm done. I'm good. But she kept going, and so now here she is, and she can bench more than a lot of adults. And so, but Demaya doesn't, Demaya can't see herself in that way right now, I don't think.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes my questions are a little profound. I don't usually bring young athletes on my show, but when I find athletes like your daughter, I think they need to be shared. And, you know, one thing, like I told you in the beginning, if I do interview a younger athlete, I always require a parent. So I'm glad you came on the show, because you're able to help pick up where she might not understand where I'm coming from. You know, you guys have done so much in such a short period of time. What's on the plate for Demaya in the future, and what are the plans for the next couple of years?
She's actually going to be in a book. It's about the evolution of female fitness, and there are – how many ladies wrote that photo shoot?
Five or six.
So there's 5 to 6 ladies that are huge in the fitness industry, one of which being our all-time favorite idol, Dana Lynn Bailey.
DLB?
Yeah, DLB. So she's going to be in a book, which is a huge, huge thing for females, because as females, we're told that we're supposed to look a certain way and talk a certain way and cook a certain way. That's one thing that a lot of men like to say to Demaya online is, but can she cook? Well, one, that question is dumb. Two, she can, because we teach her everything. So she'll be able to change a tire before long, and she's also about to get her motorcycle license. So for any of the men out there that are concerned about how female she is, she can do everything. She'll be in that book. She also loves interviewing people. If you've gone to her YouTube channel, she has interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger, she has interviewed Randy Couture, she has interviewed Linda Murray, she's interviewed DLB, Michael Hearn, and she's really good with a microphone, and she, to see her personality come out whenever I don't have to feed her any questions and she literally just takes over the interview, I know that she can have a very strong presence in the media world and that she will love that.
I'm going to have her on my Legends of Boxing show and let her mutually host a show with me with a former world champion.
Yeah.
We're going to have to let her spread her wings in the media world. You know, it truly was an honor for me to have you guys on. Like I said, you know, if I'm taking notice of you, Demaya, then you truly are setting the trend and changing the lives and the way people look at aspects of the sport. You know, it's people like me that look and find true talent and people that deserve to get their name shared on a syndicated radio show. But you're so much more than that. You inspire me because, you know, you look at the way you speak about empowerment, the way you feel about the sport, and the way you speak about how much love and passion you have for it. You know, nobody's pushing you to do this. You truly love to do this. I think even if your parents weren't involved, I think you would still truly be where you're at today. You know, one thing somebody just asked me in the green room, and I said I would ask, and it's an actually okay question. They want to know how you came about the nickname the Powerhouse Princess.
Ooh, well, that's a good one because I'm a powerhouse in the gym, but I also love wearing dresses. I love makeup. I love getting my hair done. I'm one of those people that have already had probably my hair done like 20 times. I love getting it colored. Right now it's blonde highlights, but, you know, I've had it black, red. I'm very girly, but I'm a powerhouse in the gym and the boxing ring.
Yeah, and you mentioned, like, what's next for her. She wants to start her own cosmetics line. I mean, that's the type of child that she is. We're never satisfied. So those are conversations that we're having for later on is once we, you know, go well with our sports nutrition line, then she wants to start her own cosmetics line. So that's what makes her the powerhouse princess is she's a girly girl who is freaking strong.
I love it. And now you guys have the powerhouse team. Am I correct?
Yeah, our Powerhouse Athletics, which is full of athletes from all different backgrounds. They're not just powerlifters. They are football players. They're ninja warriors. They're wrestlers. And I love the girls. We're actually very estrogen heavy on our team because it's for some reason it's hard to find boys. But these girls are beating boys in their sports. So wrestling, we have a girl that is beating boys. Track and field, we have a girl that's beating boys. I mean, these athletes are just so awesome that I feel like that's our calling is to just put these children out to the world so everybody can see how hard they work. I mean, they're not just, yeah, there's that natural talent as well, but you got to work. And it's not just in season, like, oh, it's basketball season, so let's go shoot some more. No, these kids are working year around to perfect their craft. And that's something that us adults can admire and learn from and think, man, I wish whenever I was that age, I would have been as dedicated as my son or daughter is to what they're doing. Because I know I wasn't as dedicated as she is or any of the other athletes on our team. So that's something to be, something definitely to brag about.
Yeah, we can all take a page from her book in that aspect. You know, Demaya, I'm going to ask you maybe one or two more questions and then we'll let you get about your day. You know, there was a quote out there that says, if I can inspire at least one person to believe in themselves, I am running wide open in my purpose. What does that quote truly mean to you?
I think that's a very definitely inspirational quote because I love inspiring people and just to know that, and I think it just kind of means that I get it in my head, but I can't, like, explain it. It's like... It's like if I can empower one person with something that I do, I want to do it. Even if it's just if I'm going to go jump on a jump box just to show somebody I can do a 7-foot jump box, which I'm pretty sure I can't, but if I could and I could show somebody just to inspire them, I would because I love inspiring people and just showing people that they can do whatever it is they want as long as they put their mind to it.
Most definitely. You know, I would love to have you. Like I said earlier on the show with me, I'll let you mutually host with a Legends in Boxing show. We'll bring on a former world champion. And
that would be awesome.
That'd be great. You know, because you inspire me. And
thank you.
What you're doing is tremendous. And your parents, you guys are absolutely, I mean, you're blessed to have a daughter like this and to give the time and effort that you do. I know what it takes. And, you know, it's to be commended. You know, I'm going to hand the mic over to both of you before we end the episode, and I'm going to let both of you kind of give a thought or a quick synopsis of your life and your gym and where people can find you. And I'll go ahead and start with you, Chris.
Okay, so we are here in Northeast Oklahoma, the hometown of Mickey Mantle and the late, great Doug Furness. And we have had our gym here since March 2014. It's the House of Steel Gym. If you live in our area, it is a highly affordable gym. We have personal trainers that can work with you. So definitely stop by and check it out. As far as following me on Instagram, I'm @CoachChrisChanning. Our gym is @House of Steel Gym. And the Powerhouse Athletics line is at Team Powerhouse Athletics.
Okay, tremendous. You know, Demia, you've already broken more world records than I can even surmise, and I'm sure you're going to break more in the future. You know, you look back at everything that you've done, and you've had a tremendous amount of fun, and, you know, you've seen adversity, and you've overcome it like your mom has said. You know, you're a true aspect of try and try again until you get it right. You know, if you sit back and look back at everything that you've gone through and everything that you've done, what truly meant the most to you as a date?
Ooh, let me think about this. Yeah, honestly, probably what meant most to me was just being able to be on the 5% team with Rich Piana, which it was such a big opportunity to be on that team whenever he was the head of it. And he was just such an amazing person. Like, a lot of people gave hate to him, but they didn't actually know him. They never met him, but yet they hated him, with quotations. They could never actually hate him because they didn't meet him. But he was just such an amazing person. When you talked to him, he would always address you by your first name. The first time we met him, he always knew our name like that, every time after. And he was such an amazing person to be around. Like, when we see him in the mornings, he'd give us hugs. And after he passed, it was hard, but he helped us a lot. He helped us, you know, think about having our own company. And he had always told his athletes, I don't want you to be on my team forever. This is just a stepping stone for you to go on and move on to bigger things.
Yes. You know, it was truly an honor for me to have you on the show today. You have set the bar high for many of the youth in America.
Thank you.
And you truly are a deserving factor in all that you do. Like I said, I did quite a bit of research on you because I didn't know where to go with it. And you kind of blew me away and left me kind of stymied on my own show, and that's a first. Because you're so outspoken for a very young lady. I think what you're doing is tremendous. You know, I'll stay in touch with you, Chris. But, yeah, I would love to have her on I'll let her come on a show with me on Tuesday nights or Thursday nights whenever we do the big show. And I'll let you guys come on, and you can be my mutual co-host with a world champion in either MMA or boxing, whatever you prefer. I want to see you succeed in life at everything that you want to do. So if you would love to do that, I'd be more than honored to have you on a show as my mutual host.
Definitely.
And we'll do it, and we'll show the world. You know, keep doing what you're doing, my friend. You know, you're inspiring. I'm 53 years old, and you truly have inspired me, and you're tearing the powerlifting world up, and you're showing people that don't believe in themselves to believe in themselves, because you're proof. And with that being said, Chris, I want to thank you for allowing me to allow me to interview your daughter today. It was truly an honor for me to be able to have you guys on the show. If there's any final parting words that you would like to say now, I'll start with your daughter, and then I'll go to you.
Okay.
Demand.
Well, for one, thank you so much for having me on here. It was such an honor just to even get the chance to be on here, so it was amazing for you letting me be on here.
Mm-hmm.
And my Instagram is at PowerhousePrincessOK, and my YouTube is Powerhouse Entertainment, and my Facebook is The Powerhouse Princess.
Most definitely. I'm honored you came on the show today. Mom, is there any final words that you'd like to say before we end the show?
I also want to say thank you. And this was an amazing interview. Just to have these conversations and these topics was great for us. And we just want to tell people, you know, like Demaya says, never give up. My big thing with people is set a goal, write your goals down, look at those goals every day, and just work towards them. You don't have to be a society standard. You can go above and beyond, and you can literally reach your dreams, but you have to have a vision about it first.
Amen to that. I like that. And just to let you know that the link that I did send you, it's a permanent link. It's always going to be shareable. It's going to be archived. It'll never go away. So if 6 months, a year, 3 years from now, you want to listen to the show again or share it again, the link will always be there. It'll always be active.
We can put it on our website, yeah?
Yeah, you can put it anywhere you want.
Okay, so we'll put it on our Team Powerhouse Athletics website. That way we can get more traffic going for the show, and so people don't forget about this interview.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to be forgetting about you or your family or your daughter anytime soon. You guys are just getting started. And like I said, if I recognize you, the world's going to start coming, because a lot of people are taking recognition into your family and into your daughter. And that truly says something about what you're doing, in, you know, from that small town in Oklahoma. You don't have to come from a big city to shock the world. And you guys are truly doing that. It was an honor for me to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And you have a tremendous day, and God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Powerhouse Princess. You know, I kind of got stymied on today's show. I'll be quite honest with you. That's a first for me. Usually, I am not short on questions, but this young lady has done absolutely everything possible. And she's only 12 years old. I mean, she's broken multitudes of world records. She's in track and field. She's done gymnastics. She's doing boxing. And, I mean, it's uplifting to see a young lady like that, you know, show the world that even in these hard times, you can still be anything you want to be. With that being said, I want to thank my sponsors, Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, The86ers.net with Jacob Stitch-Duran and Juan Ramirez. I mean, sorry, I got that backwards. See, she got me so dumbfounded on today's show. Cutman for Hire with Jacob Stitch-Duran and Juan Ramirez. The86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie. And last but not least, Bite Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice. Without One Team, One Dream, the show wouldn't be brought to you. With that being said, it's been a long week of shows. I had a back surgery this week, so I'm not on point, but I promise I'll be back on point next week. With that being said, I want to thank my guests, the Powerhouse Princess and her mother. Truly a tremendous aspect in the world today. It's an honor to see that type of aspect reflect in all admirations. With that being said, have a good day. God bless.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, was scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen.